Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We got verbally punched in the crotch.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Go back to Xavier.
And James Strebel.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Great White North. Bring them down.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We still got Rick Pitino's picture in this studio. Not only in the lobby, we got a picture hanging in the conference room. Rick Pitino, it's the reason that they can't recruit here. It's the reason that there's no championship banner in Yum Center. Why do we still have a picture of Rick Pitino in the studio?
I'm dying. We're still laughing. We love our luminary Dan Issel just out of nowhere crushing today. Oh, goodness. Fun show. Hanging out at the Middletown location of Evergreen Liquors. The Tailspin Ale Fest presale ongoing. And you need to get out here right now. You can save some money. The event coming up on October 30th, Halloween. They're going to have everything. More than 250, all sorts of beers and sours and stouts and everything else. You know, they'll have something for everyone. Again, it's at Bowman Field. Get those tickets today. More information, TailspinAleFest.com. TailspinAleFest.com. So we appreciate them, and we appreciate the fine people out here at Evergreen and Cox's Spirit. We need to get out to one of the Cox's locations
as well. There's one on Dixie Highway.
You're damn right. All the premium cigars, all the beer, wine, spirits, got the great craft beer selection out here at Evergreen. So whatever you may need, they got you covered for tonight. The NFL gets it going. A little college football tonight, a little college football Friday. Saturday, we've got the NFL on Sunday, Monday Night Football. We are locked and loaded here for the next several days, so get ready and run out here. 437-9680, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman hanging out with you on this Thursday. Been a fun show. Catch the podcast directly following the show. But let's get to Rick Bozich. He joins us in the 5 o'clock hour every single Thursday. Dr. Bo, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all doing?
Well, Strebel's sitting amongst a bunch of bourbons, so he's doing good.
Great, Rick.
He's sipping an Oktoberfest. I mean, who's got it better than him? Nobody.
Yeah, Kyle Perry's in Camden, New Jersey, Rick. Who could he be visiting up in Camden?
He's happy about that, too.
I'm very happy.
He'll taunt your purpose before you evel. I know it. So Rick Bozich with us, at Rick Bozich, WDRB. Your boy EC was at the game in Atlanta, so I'm sure, Rick Bozich sits down. He gets ready to watch the game, maybe a little White Sox on the iPad. I don't know. So you sit down, and Louisville laid that kind of a dud on a nationally televised game that quite a few people end up watching on that Monday night. Let's just be, kind of generic first. What did you make of it? I mean, you've seen a lot of these football teams. This team was talked up, and they laid an absolute dud on Monday.
Yeah, it was disappointing. Lack of playmakers, lack of discipline on some of those targeting calls. They did come back in the second half and show a little bit on offense, but it was interesting to hear Reese Davis and Kirk Herbstreit quickly pivot into crediting Ole Miss's defense with being so improved. We don't really know that until they play more games, how improved they are. I mean, we don't know if it was Ole Miss is better on defense or Louisville's offense has issues. It was probably a little bit of both, and I think it's the biggest concern I have, which is one that I had before the season and, people that I've talked to had, is that don't really see enough playmakers at receiver, running back just okay, and the offensive line just okay. And what I would be concerned about, I guess, if I was a Louisville fan, is he's 3 years in to Satterfield, and by now he's still playing – I'm not knocking Malik Cunningham, but I mean, he's playing
the previous coach's quarterback without his own guy really there in
nobody.
That's
Are you concern. Okay, by the way? There's cops. Are you okay? Are you outside the office? Is everything okay to, with Rick Bozich
I'm
right
on,
now?
I'm on like something in Chestnut and an ambulance just went by, so
okay.
That's what happened.
Making
but I'm
sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, by now you'd think like, yeah, he's got these pieces in place and they just got to get some experience. And if they are in place, we haven't seen it yet.
No, we haven't. And the quarterback thing, I think, is the most alarming of all of them. Him not having an offensive coordinator. We had Pat Forte on Wednesday. He did not care about those sorts of things. I probably disagree. I do care. Lane Kiffin has one. And he's a better play caller than Scott Satterfield. So I think there are many things. So what do we do now locally with Scott Satterfield, Rick? How do we talk about this guy? Because he doesn't have a quarterback. They underachieved in this game. Last year was bad. Fans are still mad about the South Carolina thing, which, by the way, I don't care nearly as much as the fan base. But I mean, it has turned on him so damn quick, it seems like. What do we do as we start to talk about this?
That's a great question because, as I've mentioned several times to Eric, I mean, Louisville, you can argue, has a tradition, but a track record of turning on coaches quick. I mean, they ran Ron Cooper out of here in 3 years, and this isn't as bad as Ron Cooper. They ran Craig Thorpe out of here in 3 years. I mean, they soured on Bobby pretty quickly after, you know, he had some successful stuff. So, I mean, this is a very demanding fan base that can be pretty fickle. And starting with the game Saturday night against Eastern Kentucky, I mean, they need to start showing some progress. The good thing for Louisville is, you know, the schedule's not backbreaking. I mean, NC State did play well last week, but, you know, I know Clemson was playing Georgia. This is not one of the elite Clemson teams. Duke gets beat by Charlotte. I mean, there's winnable games on the schedule, and they just need to start showing something in terms of, you know, improvement on the offense, especially.
When the hot seat conversation, which is not something that this show has done, but many have, and I ain't bashing anybody. I mean, it's one of the conversation pieces. We know how this fan base can be, but when you start to mentioning just hot seat stuff, what does Rick Bozich think? You've been through a lot of coaching changes.
It's too soon to say Satterfield's on the hot seat, I think. I mean, it's only year three, but there's enough warning signs to be concerned. I mean, the four coaches leaving after last year, the recruiting, you can get too carried away in recruiting, but the recruiting classes haven't been great, and the 20, if you believe some of the stuff you read on the 24/7 site on the 2022 recruiting class, it's not going well. So I mean, you got to give the fans something to get excited about, something to win you back, you know, win them back on your side, and it hasn't been much at this point. And I agree with you. The South Carolina stuff, it's only going to be an issue if he keeps losing. And people will bring it up if he keeps losing, especially at home games. I think there'll be some fans, you know, you're going to hear people yelling, why didn't you go to South Carolina?
Because he only would have had a grad transfer, grad assistant as his quarterback there, and he'd rather get beat by Forrest than Alabama. That would be my answer.
Yeah. if I was
Scott Satterfield. Do you buy any of the? Well, let me ask this: Rick Bozich with us. Let me go back a little bit. You mentioned what he's going to sell the fan base. I said yesterday, my kind of lead, my opening was yesterday, Rick, that act number one in the Satterfield play or story, whatever you want to call it, series, episode one was culture and changing the culture, right? And getting people energized, sell some tickets and not be Bobby Petrino. And he is the opposite, you would imagine. And he did that, and he passed with flying colors, and then he won eight games. And so that was very much there. I don't know what act two is. You mentioned the quarterback. It ain't the quarterback because he's not recruiting that, okay?
We thought it might be the running game after game one. Boy, unless Ole Miss is the 86 Bears, I don't know if that's the case. That's what I'm searching for is, who is Scott Satterfield? I mean, recruiting, he hasn't really done that, and some of that goes back to the quarterback position. He's lost some members off his staff. Not having an OC to me is wrong. I think after the season, he might have to take a look at some of those things. But I don't know what this second act of Satterfield is, and I don't think we're going to find out this season. That's my biggest worry besides the QB.
Yeah, that's all valid. To me, I mean, the best case scenario for him this year is, I mean, he needs to get to 500. And I think the schedule is such that he can do that. I mean, there's six winnable games on the schedule, starting with this weekend against Eastern Kentucky. But he needs to do that. And a lot of these games that you could say are 50-50 games, whether it's Wake Forest or I'm trying to think of
Boston College, Florida State.
Florida State. He needs to win his share of those games and get, you know, 6-6. And they do have, you know, enough younger guys that he can sell. You know, we're going to get better. We got, you know, freshman running back, and we've got some young receivers and things like that. What he can't sell, though, is the quarterback. And that needs, I guess his best hope would be really becoming aggressive and better at the transfer portal, because
100%.
We've seen that be 100% for a number of other places. And Louisville, the thing that even makes you, if you want to, you know, you can view it however you want to, but if you want to be critical, you can say even the transfers they're getting, they're not from other Power Five programs. I mean, they're from I don't hate to say the word.
Alcorn State, Southern Miss.
Yeah. Georgia Southern.
FCS, yeah. It's exactly what they are.
Right. And so, that, at least subliminally, that sends a message to a lot of people, is that you're taking guys who aren't as talented as other schools. And unless you win, it's fair to say you are playing with guys who are less talented. And I think he needs to change that dynamic. He needs to get more. I mean, you look at them when they were on offense, you didn't really see anybody that was like, wow, that guy impresses me, or that guy.
Totally
that
agree.
You don't see anybody. There's no playmakers. Yeah.
Totally agree. And the only caveat would be, hey, if for some reason Ole Miss is like the third best team in the SEC behind Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Corral's great. I mean, we probably, Rick, haven't talked enough about, in fact, I know we haven't. I mean, the embarrassment of, like, Lane Kiffin not even being there.
Yeah.
It's startling. True. It wasn't even there, Rick. And you mentioned the broadcast. Poor Kirk Herbstreit, he didn't know a damn player. He had just worked, like, 90 hours in a row with no sleep, calling big-time games all across the country. This was the last one. It was with one team he didn't care about. He was like, oh, there's number 7. Hey, it's number 64 over there. And he was sad, and they were talking about dogs in the third and fourth quarter and how their dogs acted, and it was an empty stadium, and then Louisville got housed, and it was just sad, Rick. Rick, it was sad.
Yeah, I mean, my takeaway was that Kirk Herbstreit has 3 golden retrievers and Reese Davis has a French poodle, and French poodles are smarter than people think they are, and he fights a bear away. I mean, that's my takeaway from the fourth quarter. It's like, it wasn't like they just talked about it for like 2 minutes. They talked about it for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I was deep into the bourbon, so I don't remember parts of that.
Fighting a bear. That's
great. I mean, you're totally right. I mean, you're exactly right. Rick Bozich with us. I'm not going to ask you about EKU. They're going to win that game. I know you wrote about it. We've been around here. If that game's close, we know how it's going to be. It's going to be poor hell on earth for Scott Satterfield. Just wrapping up the U of L.
Can't lose that game.
No. And he's not going to.
Or struggle in that game.
Yeah, I don't even think he can struggle either. Go ahead.
I remember back in, I distinctly remember this, in Steve Cragthorpe's first year, they played the first two games and they won. And I think it was Murray and somebody else. And they didn't look impressive. And people were booing even when they were winning. Do you remember that?
It was Middle Tennessee.
They gave up too many points. And people were booing. So, I mean, Louisville fans can be demanding, and they've had success, and they want success, and I understand that. And
I think they've liked Satterfield, but the honeymoon is pretty much over.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB. You mentioned that. I remember I was working with your guy, Big Easy, then, Zach McCray.
Yeah.
The mouth of the Midwest. And there's something you need to know, and that is your boy James Strebel next to me is toppling Zach McCray in southern Indiana.
Yeah.
Strebel's got athletic kids that everyone's fighting over.
Yes, that's true.
And so
true,
he's
Rick.
Taking
Whoa.
All sorts of, oh, yeah. And so Big Easy is, like, relegated to Providence High School. And Strebel is, like, New Albany and Floyd Central.
Oh,
Strebel's
yeah.
going to swanky parties with in-ground pools and Golden Tee. There is a passing
Bars.
Of the torch in southern Indiana. And,
Whoa.
I mean, if you this is like a candidate. If you want to put your money behind the new young buck instead of the old politician, you would leave the McCrites and you would join the Strebels. And the Bozich
okay.
name carries some weight. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Does.
I'm throwing that out there.
Aligned with Rick Bozich, that would speed up the process.
Imagine that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, exponentially
right.
speed
like
up
having,
the process.
It's like having the teachers on your side or the unions or something.
That's right.
Thanks for the heads up. I appreciate
All right.
it.
All
I might see some Floyd Central games in the
yeah,
future,
Rick.
There you go. I'll be looking out for you.
Just All don't right. break your leg, Rick, like Fred Cowgill. That will not be good. Do not do that. We put out there yesterday some more Dino sound. Do you have any reaction to that before we move on? I don't know if you even heard that, to be quite honest.
No, I did hear it. I didn't think it was that bad for Dino. He just sounded a little confused, I guess, or puzzled that he wouldn't get to talk to Chris Mack, and they were very adamant. Obviously, they wanted to know what he was going to tell the NCAA, I guess, so they could officially document it and not be caught off guard. And I thought it was pretty strong when he left the voicemail saying, it's $25K for 17 months.
Yep.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
And I wanted it in writing.
I thought it was just bad. I honestly, when I heard it, Rick, I go, this is just bad for Chris Mack because Dino Gaudio sounded like a wounded puppy. He sounded like a child.
Yeah.
Like when he was confronted with someone else from U of L other than Chris Mack, he turtled. He didn't want to talk at all. And I know that maybe that's not what would have happened if Mack would have followed protocol, but there's a better chance than what did happen. And that's everyone got themselves in a bunch of mess for nothing, right? Like I think if some of those same guys are in the room and he knows, hey, there is security here, that he's not doing what he did. I could be wrong. I just think the percentages flip quite a bit, and I thought it was just, even though it makes Dino even look crazier, like I get it. It to me, it's still about the guy that's here, that's working here, that we're following, and that's Chris Mack, and it made him look even worse because if he follows protocol there, there's a chance that Dino Gaudio turns into a puppy like he did the day after.
That's a good point for you. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right about that, and the audio that I want to hear, that you want to hear, that everybody wants to hear, but will never hear because there probably isn't one, is the initial conversation where he told him he was
yeah.
firing him.
That's yeah.
what
oh, yeah.
Hear. What did he tell him, like, you know, why you got to go, why Luke Murray had to go? That's the one, this whole, there's not been one word about Luke Murray. I mean, what went down there, whether there was any pushback at all on what he told these guys when they had to go. And that's not surprising because we don't ever hear the conversations when coaches get let go. But as we talked about back in the spring, the way this was handled, in contrast to the way Cal transitioned his staff, says it all. I mean,
yep.
Calipari got rid of his guys. He knew he had to do it. Everybody knew he had to do it. He did it. He got him in other jobs, and he got better, and that didn't happen here, and it reflected badly upon the program.
Yeah, and if he didn't help them get a job, which I think he did, he waited for them to get a job. And I think with Luke Murray, there was a lot of that. I had heard, and who knows how these things are, so I'm not reporting this, but we've talked about it on the show. I mean, the conversation between Chris and Mack and Luke Murray wasn't exactly a cheerful one. I mean, that was another contentious conversation.
Yeah.
So Chris Mack had three contentious conversations in a row, and that's why he's going to be missing six games. All right, to the Kentucky side. And Rick Bozich joins us, WDRB. It's ULM. They stink, but Will Levis slinging it around the yard. Wandell Robinson looked pretty good. Mark Stoops could not believe how much they threw the ball, despite it being a balanced offense. I know it's ULM. We'll get to Missouri in a second, but your initial thoughts on Kentucky. I said on Monday it seemed like it energized the program being able to throw the ball.
No question about it. Welcome to the 21st century. You know, they got a little late to the party doing that, but I think Stoops finally, you know, got a guy in there who wants to throw the ball. It's in his DNA. We've got a quarterback who did the job the first game. I like the fact he threw a pick early and it didn't make them become conservative or didn't, you know, make them pull in on what their game plan was. And I saw Wandell Robinson play at Nebraska and knew he was the real deal, and he showed that he was. And they got some horses, and I'm sure they didn't show everything they had because there's no reason to the first game. Then we'll see more against Missouri this weekend. And, you know, Kentucky's sitting in pretty good. They can get this Missouri game. They got a really good chance to be 4-0 when they play, Florida next? Is it 4-0, and then is it Florida, LSU, Georgia,
yep.
3 in a
yep.
row?
Yep, and yep. LSU looks rather generic. Okay, so taking that,
if Kentucky beats LSU, if Kentucky beats LSU, that might be the end of Orgeron.
Well,
he might be getting fired on the bus.
Yeah,
ride home.
I mean, I'm sure he's got like a monster. Either he stays and makes $9 million a year, or he gets fired and probably makes 15 to 20,
right?
And then gets hired to be a shady assistant on another SEC team.
Maybe Alabama.
That should be what we do, Rick. We should combine together. Scott Satterfield needs to hire a fired Ed Orgeron. That needs to be the rumor, and we need to put it out there. Okay, so the matchup with Missouri, it's a big game. We've talked about it. What do you think's going to happen on Saturday? Are you going to that game? You going to the U of L game? Yes. You going to any of these games?
I'm going to Lexington Saturday night.
Well, there you go.
I think Kentucky wins. I like the obviously they're at home, which is an advantage. I know they didn't play well against Missouri last year, but prior to last year, they had a 4 or 5 game winning streak against the Tigers.
Yep.
And I think that, you know, as I said earlier, Stoops is in a great situation. He's been there 9 years and has been able to put together consecutive recruiting classes. He's in he's going against Missouri. This is year two for Drinkwitz. I think that, you know, when you have guys that are early in their tenure, you've got some bad recruiting classes in there, and teams like that have some gaps in talent that Kentucky shouldn't have. So if there's a year for Kentucky to really make hay, to me, this is the year to do it. Because
100%.
You got a new coach at Tennessee, a new coach at South Carolina, a new coach at Vanderbilt, which just got blown out by East Tennessee State. This is the year to put the pedal to the metal and go for it, man.
Oh, they're going to lose some talent. I mean, next year, mm-hmm. you know, I think this year, you know, they got some guys to come back on both sides of the football. I mean, they can kind of catch some people off guard by actually having a totally different offense than they've had, right? And the schedule is not crazy. Some home games, you don't have to face Alabama. You know you're going to lose to Georgia. Your fan base isn't going to go crazy over that. Louisville might be down. I think absolutely. And, you know, Stoops is going to schedule 5 wins anyway, so you know how that is.
And as we talked about in the beginning, you know, when the transfer portal thing, the comparison is right there. Kentucky's got one guy from Nebraska, one guy from Penn State, one guy from Ole Miss, one guy from LSU. It's a different kind of athlete. It's a different. Those are guys who are have practiced and prepared at schools against better quality players. It's not 100% certainty, but the odds are, and you always want the odds in your favor,
yep.
that you've brought in better dudes in the transfer portal.
Yeah, yeah. There's no, listen, it's the indisputable, undisputable.
Indisputable.
Yeah, indisputable that's the case. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB, at Rick Bozich. You can follow him there. It's ESPN 680-1057. It's The Take. Indiana lost 34-6. What the hell, Rick? Rick.
Couldn't have gone worse. I tried to tell you guys 7-5. You wouldn't listen to me.
I know. We laughed at you. We mocked you.
Yeah. I mean, they got the same problem they had last year, which is the offensive line is average to below average, and they can't run the ball, and Penix looked rusty or
lack of confidence or just not healthy or something not right. And, you know, you're not going to go into Iowa and win and throw two pick sixes in the first half. I mean, you're not going to. And what was, to me, the alarming thing for Indiana was they never got anything going on offense.
Nothing.
And Iowa might be really good. We'll find out how good they are because they play Iowa State this Saturday. I think it's College Game Day. But they're as good as they are, Indiana still – that's what Indiana would have done 7 or 8 years ago. You expect them to go to Iowa and get blown out. If your program has improved, you go into Iowa and you lose, but you don't lose by any more than 10. You don't lose 34-6.
It's surprising, is it not? I can see Jack Grossman back at the studio frowning. He was very sad on Saturday.
He was.
And he did an IU postgame show as well, Rick. But postgames are always better after a loss. That's what I say. But or a huge
or a
win.
Big win.
If you're going to the Final Four, or a big bowl game or whatever it may be, UK, UofL, whatever it is. Tom Allen not having an offensive line is surprising for him. It's Tom Allen.
It's been going
on. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean – they haven't had one really since that. They had a coach by the name of Greg Fry, who Harbaugh stole away and went to Michigan, and he had Feeney and Spriggs, who both went to the NFL. Since those guys left, the offensive line has really gone down and never really bounced back up. And they brought a few transfers in, but and one's from Stanford and one's from Michigan. So, and two offensive linemen didn't play that last week. So I'll give them a little bit of leeway for that. But because the offensive line and the running game was so subpar last year, they're going to have to prove that they can run the ball, because throwing – you're not going to be able to just throw your way to victories. And you know, last year – they won the turnover battle in a lot of different games, and there's a certain percentage of luck that's involved in that. You're not going to keep doing that. And they lost the turnover battle against Iowa, and when the defense couldn't get any interceptions and help turn those into points, they struggled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB. Just big picture thoughts. I mean, ACC having some struggling. Georgia and Clemson. Clemson looked like a mess. Georgia wins. They didn't do much. Now JT Daniels, a little bit of an injury there. LSU was generic. I thought there was a ton of generic football week number one. But, you know, you're scanning around some games on Saturday. What stood out to Rick Bozich? Anything?
You know, Alabama just blows my mind how they can do this every year, lose so many guys. I mean, they lose players and coaches and coordinators, and they just keep rolling, keep smacking teams. I mean, that's number one. Ohio State, not as good as I think as they're ranked. They looked a little – I mean, Minnesota was giving them all they could handle as long as their running back stayed healthy. Michigan a little bit better than I thought they would be in that game. LSU, Orgeron is going to get people against him out there. Georgia defense, all those five stars he's recruited over the last two or three years looked like five stars on the field against Clemson. Trying to think what else. Penn State looked like the same old Penn State. NC State looked good. I watched them play part of their game.
Yeah, they did.
I think NC State might be the second best team in the ACC at this point, because North Carolina looked bad and Mack Brown looked out of it. I mean, we saw during that game why Texas was ready for Mack Brown to leave.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, Rick, what do you have coming up this weekend? What, you're going to Lexington? Is that it? Are you watching any NFL? Do you have an Andy Dalton jersey? What do we need? I mean, what's happening with Rick Bozich this weekend? I need to know.
What is it, Cowboys and Buccaneers tonight?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Game.
Do you have a fantasy team? Yeah. Do you have a fantasy football team?
I did not. I retired from fantasy a few years ago, so no. But I'll be watching the game, and then, I'll watch some games Saturday afternoon before I head to Lexington. The Bears is a Sunday night game, so I will watch.
Oh, there you go.
Big controversy in Chicago about why isn't Justin Fields starting? But I think with their offensive line, they're better off sending Dalton out there. I don't think you let Justin Fields go out there and get pummeled with the offensive line they have.
They're saving his life.
Wise choice.
No, they don't want Aaron Donald to kill him. They're going to have Andy Dalton get killed. No, they're telling Andy Dalton, you're getting into the Lions' den.
You're the
not Justin Fields. Maybe week four, if they play the Giants or Jets, you'll get in. But no, you're not. We're not doing this week one to have you killed by this massive animal, this bear. He's
a
bear. Yes, and Aaron Donald. Yeah, that's not going to be the case. Is Eloy Jimenez going to play tonight? Or tomorrow?
Well, the White Sox are playing right now. It's 3-1 when you called. So,
oh no! Is he not? Is he playing?
He might not play for a while. But Carlos Rodon is coming back tomorrow. So the magic number is 14. I'm not that worried.
All my fantasy people are hurt. Rick, I'm trying to win. I got Gus Edwards out. I got Eloy Jimenez out. Jesus!
Did you see what happened to him?
No, I didn't see what happened to him.
He was sitting in the dugout Tuesday night, and another guy on the team hit a line drive into the dugout so hard it hit him right in the knee. I mean,
that's
like
great.
He was shot.
Of course.
So he's missed.
He did get shot.
He played one more inning and then left and didn't play yesterday or didn't play today. So he might not be back till Monday. It's possible.
What a freak accident.
Sorry,
gosh.
That sounds like hitting the baseball into my knee sounds like the worst thing you could.
Terrible.
Sounds like one of the worst things you could tell me. Let's shoot a baseball into your knee. No, I'm okay. I'll be fine there. Well, Rick, we'll catch up next week. Safe travels. Enjoy the games. And like I said, we'll keep following there on TV, WDRB, and at WDRB.com. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, there we go, little Rick Bozich.
Man, we ran the gamut with Rick Bozich.
You like that?
All kinds of stuff.
Running the gamut
with Rick Bozich. We did a little baseball, did football, just a teeny bit of basketball, a little high school. Yeah, it was great.
We didn't do any high school.
Yeah, we talked about going to Floyd Central and watching games with Rick Bozich.
Oh, that's more crushing Big Easy.
Yeah,
Who, by the way, you can always tell he never listens. So the one time he did, like 2 weeks ago, he texted in.
Yeah, he tried to call
that's
in.
That's why I love mentioning him just a little bit. I mean, enough with the volleyball.
We got it.
You're
a volleyball ref. Congratulations.
We get it. We understand
what you like to
we
do.
We get it. Your kids can bump, set, and spike at 4 years old.
Yes.
You know what Streeple's kids are doing? Running bleepers over.
That's right.
You know what Callan's doing? He's hurting other kids on purpose.
Because
that's what he does. You know what Wyatt's doing? He's a freak of nature.
He's
roping doubles. You know what Ellie's doing?
Gymnastics.
Nothing. I don't know
she's
anything.
Flipping
I don't know anything about her.
The beam.
The beam. Jack, you ever been on a beam? The show's going to be on a beam. Next week.
Let's do it.
Diener, get it done. Nate Huber, Phil Baker, blank
that
somebody.
Would be a sight.
Jack's on a beam.
Yeah.
I want Jack on a beam tomorrow or Friday, next Friday. Let's make it happen.
Let's take
a break. We're hanging out at Evergreen Liquor. Streeble needs some more beer. We'll do that, and we'll take a break. We'll wrap up the show next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You love Louisville Radio. I love it.
I fall in love.
I know you have.
I listen to all these podcasts now. I listen to it live. It's like
you don't consume
drugs.
Any UK stuff.
And James Strebel.
No, you don't. You don't consume any.
I was at KSR on the way over so I could listen to Cal. But every once in a while, I'll bump on that KSR podcast.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're back. Andy Sweeney's making his way to the table here. He's putting on the old headset. We got to get a refreshment. That's what we had to do, right, Andy?
Jack playing more sad sound.
I know.
More sad music.
Sad U of L.
Is he emotional right now? What's going on with him?
Are you okay, Jack?
I'm worried about him. Is it because of the holiday? You're with the family or what's happening?
I don't know. I'm just kind of tired. I have more. There's more Issel sound though. If we want to get to that.
Thank you.
All right.
He needed a drug, and the only drug is Issel sound.
Dan Issel.
All right. So they're going through tickets. We are out at the Evergreen Liquors Middletown location.
Oh yeah, they are.
Tailspin Ale Fest presale ongoing. And you need to get out here. They start at 4 o'clock, and you can save some money if you're going to the event. Not only save money. Is there another L's down? Oh, he's cracking one.
Cracking
That's
one
what I'm talking about.
Cheers. There we go. Let's get a picture taken.
What do we have? Is this
Little Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. This is my second one, so I'm enjoying this. And that photo. Oh,
how many
baby,
beers
how
have you
that?
Drank while there today?
No, that's it. That's it.
Just two. That's
so
it.
You did an L's down photo with our guy?
Yeah, a little photo op.
Did you really do a little photo op?
A little photo op. Yeah, he's like, I got a picture. I was like, sure, let's go. It made me happy.
I love it. I feel like a parent.
Yeah, you like
when that happens, nothing, like literally nothing makes me happy.
But like when it's like Kellen scores a touchdown or hits a triple, like or Wyatt does. I'm really proud of that. It's kind of like the same scenario here. Oh, we got more pictures. There we go.
Right there. There we go.
All right. Yes,
give
sir.
A wave.
Thank you.
Jack, you're getting crushed again. You didn't turn your mic down.
What do you mean?
During the break.
Oh, I turned it off the first time, then I put it back on because I figured I wouldn't be talking again, then yeah, whatever.
This is the first like Mitch.
No, I like
had.
It. No, I like. Yeah. You know what? You know? It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever.
It's all right. It's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just don't say the F word.
Yeah,
I didn't.
It's personality for the show. You know, it's a little personality. It's all right, Jack. It's all good, man. It's all good. I wish you were here with us.
Well, I was for a moment. And then I drove back.
I hope Nana's not listening right now.
She's not.
I hope this is not the this is not the time.
No, it makes me sad.
It does make you sad.
I'm sad.
You know, you wished harm on Mitch.
Yes.
But you don't on Jack.
No, not at all.
And I don't like it. I don't like it
I'm
one
sorry,
bit.
I can't.
It's neutered a little part of the show. Now it's created other things.
We've argued
okay.
before.
Yeah,
you
guys have argued.
Forth
but that was
bit.
On Mighty Missouri.
That is, I saw
what,
Missouri.
What a crappy thing you guys have argued about. Mighty Missouri.
Yeah, it's Missouri and the Big Ten versus the SEC are the things that we've
again,
argued about.
Again, just a crap argument.
Right. Mitch took
SEC
like personal
versus Big
shots
Ten.
At me.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I,
no.
And vice versa. I took personal shots at him.
Yeah.
We went at each other.
We never talked about it yesterday. Mitch texted us and said that he cried, that he teared up when Albert Pujols hit the whatever. Mitch is listening right now. He says, poor Jack.
Oh, there he is. There's Mitch.
How about that?
Little handgun on a Thursday.
Texas says, per Jack, we're about to come back. Texas says, thank you, Jack, for letting us know we're about to come back. Texas says, Jack never turns his mic off.
Got to stay prepared.
Texas says, if you can get Jack to climb on a, is it a pummel horse?
Yes.
And stand up, I'll donate to your charity.
Oh, all right. That would be a great picture, too.
Texas says, which Oktoberfest is MAGA Daddy drinking?
Great Lakes.
There you go.
Well, Great Lakes. That's right, correct? Great Lakes? All right, yeah, I'm getting the affirmation. That's what
it's
it is.
A Great Lakes?
It's good.
It's a Great Lakes.
I like it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, Andy pointed out some things that I'm going to purchase.
You going to purchase a couple things?
Purchase a couple things. You
Look
know, save
you.
For Saturday. Well, you know, a little Missouri, Mighty Missouri versus Kentucky. You know, save it for that.
Boy, you Kentucky fans, too, are just so chesty. Every Kentucky fan I know, and Jack, you need to be ready for this.
You're right.
Just the chastiness.
My score prediction is closer to Mark's stories than some I've seen. I mean,
what did he say?
He said, 35-30, something like that. It was a close game. That's kind of what I'm seeing.
That would be like right on the spread.
Yeah, right on the spread. I got them beating the spread, but not by too much. Now, the Missouri fans are not confident at all. Missouri fans are like, we're going to lose 35-17.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I guarantee.
No, they're
yes,
not.
They are.
Wait, you did a Q&A. Who did you do a Q&A with?
I did a Q&A with Rock M Nation, which is the SB Nation site for Missouri, football, basketball, everything. And so I was looking at the comments today on the on my Q&A, and they're like down on their team. They're like, no, we expect Kentucky to win. We expect Kentucky to win big. We don't they don't like Missouri's defense at all. They don't like Missouri's line play on both sides
why
of the ball
at all.
Why
are you the SB Nation guy?
Well, just to see a blue.
Yeah, but why is it you? I don't understand it's you. You don't do anything on the site, and you neuter the site.
I don't know.
You do things that Jason Markham doesn't know about.
Yeah.
People say mean things on your columns.
Yes.
And you get rid of them. I don't understand why you're the one doing it.
I don't know. They reach out to me every year.
They reach out to you.
They reach out to me. Emailed the little email. My guy Matt emailed me. Was like, hey.
What was his last name?
I'll see him.
You had no idea.
On.
Okay.
What? Matt Savis.
So you had to what? You had to type him out or what? What did you have to do?
He sent me an email with the questions, and he was like, "Hey,
what were the questions? Let's hear the questions."
Oh yeah, here I got to pull up.
I mean,
email.
You guys don't even do anything live, like you. I mean, it's a back and forth on like predetermined. Like you can't tape anything.
No, we didn't tape
anything. You guys can't get on a Zoom and like talk it out. No one wants to read. One wants to read this.
Sammy Stava.
Sammy Stava.
Yes.
No one wants to read you and Sammy Stava's Q&A.
It's getting hits.
It's just a bad job. It's not getting hits.
Yes, it is. It's got comments.
How do you know?
Because I went on.
Is this on Missouri?
Yes. I went on Rock M Nation.
Was it Rock M?
Rock M.
Okay.
Nation. And he's got the interview up.
I would say Missouri has the ugliest stadium in the SEC, and I'm including Vanderbilt.
It's pretty bad.
No, it's the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty. Vanderbilt, Missouri. Yeah, I wouldn't even know who would be third place. I think that's right.
Mitch is listening right now, and I love it.
Yeah, know what he's
saying. He's got nothing to do. It's 4:50.
The Cardinals off today?
I the Cardinals off.
I don't know what's going on.
Is he still crying over Albert Pujols?
Hitting that home run or whatever he did?
He hit a home run, and it's magical because he's 73 years old, Mitch.
He is. He's
65. He's older than Dino Gaudio.
However old you think he is.
Albert Pujols is older than Dino Gaudio.
Yeah.
He says, does Rock M Nation steal their content from Power Mizzou?
That's a possibility. I don't know, Mitch. They might. They may do that. I don't know what they steal their information from. I just know they reached out. I returned the favor, and I
so what are the questions? Let's hear that.
Yeah, here are the questions. I don't know. They're kind of long-winded. You sure? All right. Number
one. Did Jason Anderson write them?
No, but they are long-winded questions.
We're going to have him on tomorrow.
Oh, good.
And guess what? He is, and he's done this. He's ready to just totally gloat. He's like, I told Ennis, I told everyone.
Well, Satterfield, he did.
That we got the better App State coach.
He did. I mean, he did.
He gave it to him.
Mark
he's like,
Ennis.
I'm ready to gloat. I'm like, anytime.
All right, so Will Levis went for 18 for 26, 367 yards throwing, 4 touchdown passes. Even though it was a small sample size and it was against a bad ULM team, what were your first impressions of Levis as a Wildcat? What's the biggest thing that the Nebraska transfer Wandell Robinson brings to the offense?
Well, how boring is this?
In your opinion, what do you think are the biggest strengths and weaknesses in terms of position group?
Strength and weakness question.
Kentucky team early in the season. I mean, I had great answers too.
There's a thousand people.
Did you just
that.
Answer Levis is God?
Yes.
There are no weaknesses.
Yeah, you hated Levis.
No,
you call him a douche.
How do you see this game playing out on Saturday? Do you have a final score prediction? Which I did.
What was your score prediction?
My score prediction is UK 27, Missouri 20.
There you
That's
go.
My score prediction.
Texas says the Cards won't win 6 games. Texas says are the Ravens doing the crate challenge at practice? Texas says UK fan here, I'm not chesty. Texas says Jack is radio gold, leave him be. BBM Blue Mist.
Hello, BBM Blue Mist.
Texas says Jack's the best part of the show.
Jack's got a lot of fans. I mean, Jack has a lot of fans out there. He does.
I mean, but Jack needs his first radio controversy where he says something that
on
gets
the
him,
line.
Yeah, no, and it gets him in. I don't want to mean like hot water, like he's in trouble. I mean that Twitter's after him.
Yeah,
and not Indiana Jack because no one cares.
Because Mitch did that all the time.
No, yeah, I mean Kentucky or Louisville related.
Yeah.
to get the armies rolling on Twitter. Yeah. He hasn't done that yet.
That's the
and
best
I don't
thing.
And I don't even know what the thing would be that would get him going. Honestly,
I don't either. Do you know how many followers I picked up on Monday? Just for like the Louisville stuff I was spouting out. That's what you need to do, Jack. You got to pick one of these fan bases and piss them off, and the other side will just flock to you. I picked up like 15 or 20 followers.
No, not 15.
Just on Monday alone.
Not 15.
I'm well over 2,600 now. I'm getting there.
That's all you have?
Yeah.
I'm surprised with all the terrorism you've done on Twitter. That's all you have.
I think
that's stunning. I think we could get Jack more followers than you if we put our mind to it.
Yeah, I think we could,
like,
too.
If we put our mind to it. But some people, I'm like Diener's not going to do that.
No.
You know, Mabin and Rummage, they're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah, they're not going
to
do it.
They're just caring about themselves.
Rummage went to the aquarium today. Or the, whatever, the...
Newport Aquarium?
Yeah. How about that?
He's up in the Cincinnati area. That's northern Kentucky, but...
Same thing.
What's he doing up there?
He went to the AEW last night, which is why I was telling him, you know...
Oh, okay. So that's I noticed it was just Maven solo today, and I was kind of confused.
Right.
I didn't know that Rummage was doing wrestling. And then that's an odd pairing. You're doing a little wrestling, and you go to see some fish? I mean, you do you, but I don't know.
Texas says, Jack, why don't you demand IU start Jack Tuttle this week? No, again.
Because that would be a stupid take. That's why.
Yeah, but not only that. Yeah, but you're going to have to give a stupid take. No one cares.
It's Indiana.
Okay, nobody cares. No one cares.
Jack's in a tough spot.
If it came out on Jack Tuttle starting Saturday,
no one will say anything.
No one would care. Nick Valvano wouldn't put it in a sports center.
No, he wouldn't. No
one would care.
The process wouldn't put it in a sports center. Nobody.
The same one that he runs from 7 a.m. all the way.
That records.
To noon.
No breaking news. If breaking news happened, you're not going to hear from the process.
Texas says, tell Jack to say that Biden is better at president than Satterfield is at coaching. Yeah, how would that make him feel better?
I don't think it would. But I think it would be controversial.
We found out that Jack was just like the biggest, like oddly the biggest Biden supporter, the youngest one. He's like, I have dreamed
of this moment.
Since I was a young man.
There's nothing I've wanted more in my life than Joe Biden to be
for
president.
For my bar mitzvah, there were Biden pictures all over the community center. I don't know where you have it. If you have it at a church, I'm sorry, Jack. I don't know. They were everywhere. Yeah. A synagogue.
I told the rabbi if there's one thing I can pray for.
They call the church a synagogue.
Joe
it's a little
Biden
bit much.
Is
what
president.
Are we doing here? Should Jack Tuttle start? 267-9680.
I would love that. Let's have that conversation.
We didn't accomplish anything. This always happens on remote.
I thought we had a good conversation.
Well, we didn't accomplish anything. No. I'm so sour with Gus Edwards injured.
That really brought you down.
It really did.
That
because
happened,
I might be
330?
Last. It's one of my main running backs in this ESPN league. I just don't want to be last.
Right. No. You
I don't have Rummage or Biscuit to quit halfway through.
Oh, Biscuit's here. He's in the league.
Oh, that's right.
Biscuit was on the Zoom. I remember seeing Biscuit.
Jennifer Lawrence is having a baby.
I saw that.
How about that?
Congrats to her. Way to go, Jennifer Lawrence.
The crappiest congrats.
The
one that she wants the least
is
right there.
Yeah.
If she had to line up every congratulations for having a baby, like our congratulations as you are sitting next to Woodford drinking an Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an L's up.
Oh my goodness. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very
much. Enjoy your brews.
Cheers, man.
Enjoy the brews.
Thank you very much.
Oh, goodness.
It's been a fun, it's been a fun remote. Yeah. We've had a lot of fun remotes.
You're always a star.
This ranks up near the top.
Look at you.
This and the fair. Those are my two favorites so far.
The fair is predominantly Kentucky fans.
Well, it was where we met UK Doug.
Wildcat Doug.
Wildcat Doug.
He had a Ramel Bradley tattoo on his forehead. It was odd. I don't know why he went with that, but that's what he decided to go with, Jack. I don't have an answer for that.
All right, let's get out of here.
You guys have any parting shots? Reminder, Evergreen Liquors, we're at the Middletown location, and we're hanging out here. They are going to be here. I need to find out for another couple hours.
Hour or so for the
Tailspin Ale
Tickets
Fest
are going
pre-sale event. So get over here, save money if you're going to the event. I have Bowman Field on October 30th. Get over here, and they will hook you up. All right, let's get out of here today. A little Soccer City. Who's on Soccer City?
All right, Casey Whitfield.
Is there someone new? Who's not there?
No. It's the normal group. I thought you were. Yeah.
Okay. Is Ince there?
Yes, Ents is here.
Oh, he's breathing down your neck.
Is Ents breathing down your neck right now?
This is actually the first time where he's actually not that. He's in the bullpen.
If Greer's not in, if he's not on the air at 6:02, he'll flog me. Settle down. Goodness.
Flog me.
You excited for Ents on the post game Saturday, Strieble?
Yes, I am excited. I hope he's ready because I'm going to be at my house. So get ready, connected.
Oh, boy.
Don't call Jack.
Yeah.
No, I will not call Jack.
And don't call me.
I won't call you either.
Soccer City next.